Ukraine is set to buy 20 of the latest models of the Swedish-made JAS Gripen fighter jet, while Sweden will also donate 16 older generation models early next year. The announcement was made at a joint press conference in Uppsala between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Sweden's PM Ulf Kristersson. It's the first stage in a wider deal that will see Ukraine purchase up to 150 Gripens, the first 20 of which will be delivered in 2030. Sweden's longest ever trial came to an end on Thursday morning at Stockholm District Court. It's related to the company Lundin Oil, where two executives stand accused of being accessory to serious crimes against international law in Sudan, dating back to the late 90s and early 2000s. It could be the most expensive Swedish court case on record. The defence is requesting 819 million kroner in compensation if the executives are acquitted. The two executives deny any wrongdoing. A preliminary date for the verdict's been set in early December. A new law means Swedish supermarkets and pharmacies will need to accept cash payments more widely. It comes into effect from July 1st and comes as the use of cash has rapidly declined in Sweden, despite many people still being reliant on it, among them vulnerable groups like the elderly, the homeless and people with disabilities. Around 500,000 Swedes are thought to be living in digital exclusion. And donations to charities and the like increased by 100 million kroner in 2025, according to a new report from the Swedish Fundraising Association. More than half of all Swedes said they donated money in the past 6 months, adding up to a total of 12.3 billion kroner. More than a billion of that went to the Swedish Cancer Society, which raised the most money over that period. And those were Thursday's headlines at Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Friday. Thank you.